Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program's been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Well, cattle showed further strength yesterday, driven by the hopes that cash cattle will trade higher this week. Feedlots are offering upwards of $2 higher in the anticipation that soaring box beef prices will bring packers to the table more aggressively. Cattle trade may not develop until later in the week, as packers may want to wait it out. Strong futures gains Tuesday may influence packers to some degree as they determine what type of leverage they may have going forward. Marketings are current, and the continued increase of box beef prices may result in higher bids and higher trade. Box beef jumped $4.84 for the choice cuts, $4.11 for select cuts yesterday. Now, the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed price down 60 cents as packers were able to obtain the hogs they needed without increasing bids. Cutouts also lost ground, declining $1.04 with a huge loss in hams of $18.74. Yet futures overcame that underlying bearishness to rally as traders stepped back into the market after the liquidation last week. Mixed wheat markets overnight with spring wheat futures lower, while winter wheat contracts hang on to small gains. Despite heavy selling in soybeans and corn on Tuesday, most wheat contracts were able to shake early losses, while Kansas City closed in the green for the third straight session. And in impressive fashion, September Kansas City wheat has rallied 76 cents per bushel since the lows on July 26th. Softer trade in corn futures overnight as the December contract remains glued to the $5.50 level. December corn futures have traded at the $5.50 level for nine straight sessions and likely to remain close by until at least the August WASDE is in the rearview mirror. Mixed trade in the complex with soybeans and soybean oil higher, while meal posts small losses. November soybeans are simply trying to stabilize after dropping 33 and 3/4 cents on Tuesday to the lowest level since early July. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, livestock futures, August live cattle up 112, 123.25, October up 87 cents, 128.15, August feeder cattle up 65, 158.90, September is up 55 cents, 162.52, August hogs up 57 cents, 109.07. Now, Kansas City wheat, the September up 4 cents, 707.5, and December is up 4 cents, 718.75. Chicago wheat, September down 5 cents, 724.5, December is down 4.5, 734.75. September corn down 8.25 at 550.5. December is down 7.5, 551.75. September soybeans down 32.5, 1323.75. November is down 33.75 at 1319.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.